In 2011, my husband, Pete, began having strange episodes of lightheadedness. They lasted less than a minute and often happened when he exercised. He went to see his longtime primary care physician, who suspected he was dehydrated. She prescribed Gatorade, but the episodes got more frequent and severe. One night at dinner with the kids, Pete completely zoned out. He didn't understand what we were saying, and he wasn't able to get any words out. We immediately called his doctor, but we couldn't get her on the phone. Her nurse referred us to a neurologist, but he had a 6-week wait for an appointment. After some begging, we got in sooner, and he sent Pete for an MRI. The scan showed that Pete had a brain tumor the size of a golf ball. Thankfully, after a long and harrowing journey, Pete has fully recovered. But my experience navigating that medical crisis now helps inform and inspire my work as a healthcare journalist. If I had to distill everything I've learned over the years as a patient, spouse, parent, and medical reporter into one lesson, it's this: trust, but verify. While I believe most doctors have our best interests at heart, our system is deeply flawed. Medical errors are estimated to be the third leading cause of death in the United States. In fact, most of us will receive an incorrect or late diagnosis at least once in our lives, often with serious consequences, according to a National Academy of Medicine analysis. News headlines often about outrageous bills, conflicts of interest, and depersonalized care plant more seeds of doubt. Doctors are keenly aware of the problems, but many of the underlying circumstances are beyond their control. Electronic record keeping, a boon to efficiency in many ways, takes an average of nearly 6 hours of a primary care physician's day, more time than is spent with patients.